President Obama spoke about the historic nuclear deal with Iran from the White House on Tuesday as leaders in Tehran and Vienna addressed the international community. After months of negotiation between world powers, leaders announced Tuesday that a deal had been reached. In Washington, Obama said the announcement marks one more chapter in the pursuit to a more peaceful world. The next chapter will begin in Congress, where leaders will have an opportunity to parse through the deal over the coming weeks. Congress has 60 days to vote the deal up or down. Obama on Tuesday stressed that it would be irresponsible to walk away from the nuclear deal, which would require, among other provisions, Iran to remove two-thirds of its installed centrifuges, 98% of its current uranium stockpile, and require the International Atomic Energy Agency to verify Iran's compliance within the frameworks of the deal. If Iran doesn't comply, Obama said, any sanctions relief that's offered under the deal would snap back into place. Though Obama was speaking to the American people from the White House stateroom on Tuesday morning, he spoke directly to his many skeptics in Congress who believe this deal is the wrong approach on Tuesday when he said he would veto any attempts to block the deal. This article posted by Maya Roden.